A third person has died following injuries suffered during an explosion at a Bristol Township nursing home in Bucks County. The incident occurred 2 days before Christmas and injured at least 20 people. Four of the injured have filed a lawsuit against the facility and PICO this week. Doug DeSandro is an attorney representing the plaintiffs. He says both the rehab center and PICO are negligent.
Because of the lack of steps that were taken, to immediately evacuate the facility when the reports came through of the odor of gas permeating the facility.
The National Transportation Safety Board completed its on-site investigation of the explosion yesterday and expects to issue a preliminary report within the next several weeks. PICO says the safety board rules don't allow it to comment. A historic donation to the city of Camden will give it new aerial crime-fighting tools, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
A $430,000 donation from the Norcross Foundation and the Sydney and Sandy Brown Foundation will help to expand Camden's drone safety program. Police Chief Gabriel Rodriguez says the unmanned aircraft have been a big help.
It's been extremely fruitful. We've made several arrests, taken some very bad offenders off the street. We're keeping an eye on our places of worship, our children coming and going from schools, the recovery of ATVs,
yes,
and stolen vehicles, all with this technology.
Mayor Vic Karstarfin says the high-tech equipment is making the city a safer place, especially for children.
You know, we're going to have challenges. Those challenges have been mitigated now. You know, we're here. We're talking about crime stats that are going down.
Camden saw its first murder-free summer last year in 50 years. The city had a dozen homicides in 2025, and 10 of those have been solved. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Steely skies over the Delaware Valley on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, Downingtown at 42 degrees, Cape May at 43, Princeton at 41, and it is 43 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Clouds persist for the rest of the day in Philly. Overnight temperatures drop down into the upper 30s. We're looking at a high in the 50s in Philadelphia tomorrow.